The book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. This is the fourth commandment. It says this: Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or your female servant, or your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Let me pray for Pastor Benny before he comes up here. Father, we come before you. We thank you for the word of God that speaks to us, that gives us guidance for our lives today. We pray that you would be with your servant, Pastor Benny, as he comes and preaches your word. Would your spirit anoint him, give him the power to speak with the authority of your word. May we hear the word of God through him and respond to it in a humble way. And Father, may your name be lifted up and glorified today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Remember this picture that Dr. Rick Durst showed us when he spoke on the first commandment? I'm going to give you a little quiz, all right? Now, are you ready for the quiz? What is number 6 commandment? Do you remember that handgun pointing? Thou shalt not murder, right? See, number 6. Okay, number 7. What's number 7? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Okay, how about number 9? Remember Pinocchio? Thou shalt not bear false witness. Okay, I hope that, you know, this picture can really help us to memorize the content of the Ten Commandments, as well as the order of these commandments. Now, please notice that the most commandments begin with either thou shall or thou shall not. But not the fourth commandment. It begins with the word remember. Now, God did that because his people tend to forget this particular commandment. He knows, God knows that we tend to forget this. So he start off this very commandment with the word remember, remember, remember. Yes, God's people tend to forget this very commandment. And there are a lot of examples we find in the scriptures. A good example can be found in the book of Nehemiah chapter 13. Chapter 13, verses 15 to 18. In those days, I saw in Judah some who were treading the wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sacks of grain and loading them on donkeys, as well as wine, grapes, figs, and all kind of loaves. And they brought them into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, so I admonished them on the day they sold food. Also, men of Tyre were living there who imported fish and all kinds of merchandise and sold them to the sons of Judah on the Sabbath. Even in Jerusalem, then I reprimanded the nobles of Judah. They were the ones who knew the law of God. The nobles of Judah and said to them, "What is this evil thing you are doing by profaning the Sabbath day?" Did not your fathers do the same? So that our God brought on us and on the city all this trouble. Yet you are adding to the wrath on Israel by profaning the Sabbath. The nobles of Judah were supposed to know God's law. keeping the Sabbath was not a new commandment to them. And the rest of the Israelites also knew this very commandment. So this very commandment was not new to the nobles. This commandment was not new to the rest of the Israelites. Yet, they still broke it. And that was why God started this particular commandment with the word remember, remember. It's also true that the fourth commandment is not a new commandment to the majority of us. I suppose that this is not new to the greater majority of us here in this auditorium. Keeping this commandment, keeping the Sabbath, is not a new commandment to us. However, let us come with humility this morning and ask God to speak to us and show us the lessons we can learn from the fourth commandment. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we just want to pray a simple prayer. We pray that as we listen to this fourth commandment, this morning we will be able to listen to this commandment as if we are hearing this for the very first time. Give us freshness and give us custom-made application. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we go any further, let me first of all address the most frequently asked question regarding this commandment. If the Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, Saturday, why do most Christians today keep the first day of the week, Sunday, as our Sabbath? In the book of Acts, there are many references about the early Christian church meetings they were meeting together on Saturday, Sabbath. However, we believe the early church began meeting on Sundays soon after Christ rose from the dead in honor of the Lord's resurrection, which took place on a Sunday, on the first day of the week. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, to see how Paul instructed churches to meet together on the first day of the week. This is what he says. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections may be made when I come. So now we see that there has been a transition from Sabbath, Saturday, to the Lord's Day, Sunday, which is the day when most churches observe the Sabbath today. For this reason, please allow me to use Sabbath and the Lord's Day interchangeably for the rest of my sermon. With that said, let us use the remaining time to answer these three questions. Number one, what is a Sabbath? Number two, why do we have a Sabbath? Number three, how do we keep the Sabbath? First of all, what is a Sabbath? Now, there are different verses in the Bible may give us definition here and there, but I thought one of the best definitions is given in Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 3 says this: 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. I really like the New King James Version. It translated this phrase as a Sabbath of solemn rest. Solemn rest. In other words, the Sabbath is to be observed with holy intention. Solemn means holy, setting aside, setting apart for God's exclusive use. The Sabbath is to be observed with holy intention. Now, please also notice the phrase, you shall do no work on it. It does not mean to cease from work in order to be idle or lazy. This is to be a day to stop from daily work in order to give time to focus on the Lord. In other words, Sabbath is an intentional effort to turn off and tune in. If we only turn off our work mode, we are only obeying half of this commandment. We are also to focus on God. That is what Sabbath really means. So if you say, well, I'm going to take a Sabbath day, and you use a whole day for rest, you only obey half of the commandment. You've got to take rest, take a break from your work mode, and use it for the glory of God. Use it, focus on God. That is what Sabbath really means. So it's not equivalent, Sabbath is not equivalent to a day off. Sabbath, let me repeat, because it's so important for us to have a very clear understanding of this concept. Sabbath does not mean a day off from work. This is only half of the truth. Sabbath means taking time off from work and focus on God. Second question, why do we have a Sabbath? We honor Sabbath simply because it is a command instituted by God. It was not, Sabbath is not instituted, the Lord's Day, Sabbath is not instituted by Southern Baptist Convention, it's not instituted by any pastor or preacher, it was instituted by God. But other than this, let me share with you two other reasons that can easily be neglected by Christians. Number one, it's a concrete way to grow in faith. Exodus 16 gives us these words. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether or not they will walk in my instruction. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will be none. It came about on the seventh day that some of the people went out to gather, but they found nothing, absolutely nothing. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my instructions? See, the Lord has given you the Sabbath, therefore he gives you bread for 2 days. On the sixth day, remain every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. There are people who look at the fourth commandment as a negative demand from God, but we should look at it positively and see it as a tangible way that we can that can help us to grow in our faith in God. Many Christians think that it is a loss if we pause our work for a day, but God sees things rather differently. We are not going to receive any loss if we observe the Sabbath. He really desires us to trust in his provision even if we rest from our work for 1 day per week. Truett, Kathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, understood this important truth. Many of us know that the most notable characteristic of Chick-fil-A is the fact that they do not open on Sunday because they honor the fourth commandment. They have not been doing that since Truett opened the first restaurant in 1946. His practice of closing his restaurants on Sunday is unique to the restaurant business and a testament to his faith, and a testament to his faith in God. Within the first week of business at his first restaurant, 59 years ago, Truett knew that he would not use the Lord's Day to earn more money. Every Sunday, he does not rest at home to catch up his sleep. He rests, but he understood the principle, the meaning of Sabbath. Truett's practice of closing his restaurant on Sunday is because of the purpose laid out in the scripture. Every Sunday, he taught his weekly Sunday school class, and he faithfully did that for 50 years. In a business world, the close on Sunday policy, the closed on Sunday policy might seem to be a costly business decision. But as company sales figures have consistently proven, Chick-fil-A restaurants often generate more business in 6 days than many other quick service restaurants produce in 7 days. May we all take this to heart and look at keeping the Sabbath as a way to grow our faith in Him. Second, is a concrete way to experience God's blessings. As I pointed out earlier, the Sabbath is for us to turn off our daily work schedule and tune in to God. Maybe you may think that right now the Sabbath brings little personal blessing to you. If this is what you think, please pay close attention to Isaiah chapter 56, verse 2. Sabbath, yeah, it was instituted by God, but it's also for our own benefit. Look at this verse. 56:2 in the book of Isaiah. How blessed, it's a blessing. How blessed is the man who does this, does what? And the son of man who takes hold of it, who keeps from profaning the Sabbath. Blessing goes to those who honor the fourth commandment. And if you go on to the rest of the chapter, you see specific blessings are spelled out there. I came up with this chart. God's blessing, God gives us special honor. Verses 4 and 5 says, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant, to them I will give my house and within my walls a memorial and a name better than that of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name which will not be cut off. The name of an eunuch was not to be honored, especially in God's house in those days. But if he kept the Sabbath, God would honor him by making his name known among God's people. Similarly, God will elevate us by giving us special honor if we honor the Sabbath. Thank God for such wonderful blessing. Trust God for what he has promised. In 1 Samuel 2:30, for those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me will be lightly esteemed. Second blessing from Isaiah 56, God brings us joy. Verses 6 to 7a says, also the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord to minister to Him and to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants, everyone who keeps from profaning the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even those I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Today, many Christians are without joy. But if we honor this commandment, God will bring us joy. Another blessing found in Isaiah 56 God accepts our offering. Second half of verse 7 says, their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be, not maybe, but will be acceptable on my altar. Wouldn't it be nice to hear God saying something similar to us from time to time concerning our worship of Him? My child, I accept your tithing with pleasure this morning. Your financial giving towards missions is well received by me. Your praises and worship are indeed an aroma to me. Isn't that nice if we can hear God saying something like that? If we honor the Sabbath and take it seriously, God will truly accept our offerings and sacrifices as He has promised. As we look at these blessings from God, may we be reminded that observing the fourth commandment does not only please God's heart, it also brings us wonderful blessings indeed. Now let us talk about the third point. How do we keep the Sabbath? How do we keep the Sabbath? It's clear from the Bible that we should not follow the Pharisees' ways of keeping the Sabbath. Our Lord Jesus condemned their ways of keeping the Sabbath because they were legalistic and only emphasized outward appearance. Although the Pharisees in Jesus' time no longer exist today, their legalistic ways of keeping the Sabbath continue to persist. Those who study contemporary Jewish rules tell us that the Sabbath, that nowadays the number of legalistic rules for Sabbath has increased, not decreased, it has increased due to scientific and technological innovations. For example, according to the new rules, when a person opens a refrigerator door on the Sabbath, he or she must first disconnect the interior light before the Sabbath. Also, letting warm air into the refrigerator creates a problem because that is considered work, because that will cause the compressor to work extra. This is also a Sabbath violation. Therefore, people are encouraged to have a timer installed to run the compressor motor at set intervals rather than a thermostat, which the door's opening would indirectly affect. Here is another one I find interesting. According to the new Sabbath laws, a medical doctor may drive on the Sabbath if he must go to an emergency. But he should start his engine by turning the key with two fingers, not the thumb, not the index finger, but two of these fingers. I suppose this is the reason why Jewish people do not like to buy stick shift car. As for the vehicle driven to an emergency, the doctor must leave the motor running. If a doctor has to write on the Sabbath, he must write with his left hand if right-handed, and vice versa. Use minimum number of words possible and sign with his initials, not his full name. These are not ways to keep the Sabbath according to the Bible. However, how then do we keep the Sabbath? There are different passages that offer us answers to this question, but this morning I just want to highlight the passage in Isaiah 58. To me, this is one of the most important passages that talks about the how. How do we keep the Sabbath? This is what the Word of God says. If because of the Sabbath, you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and honor it desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasure and speaking your own word, then you will take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. The key words are your own. Underline the words your own. Keep in mind, the focus in this passage is not about what we do on the Sabbath, but our motive in doing different things on the Sabbath. Many Christians ask, other than coming to church to worship the Lord, what else should I do for the rest of the Lord's day? Can I watch a football game on the Lord's day? Can I play sports on Sunday? Can I go shopping on the Lord's day? Can I have my birthday party on the Lord's day? Can I do this or that on Sunday? These are wrong questions to ask, because Isaiah 58 implies that the most important question to ask is not about what activity to have, but what kind of motive or attitude do we have as we do different things on the Sabbath. If the activity is done for our own self on the Sabbath, then our way of keeping the Sabbath will not be honored by God. But if it's done for the glory of God without any selfish motive, then God will be pleased. For this reason, may I challenge you to be purpose-driven as you do different activities on the Lord's day. For example, when you play sports on Sunday, play it in a way that you can bless others. Perhaps you can invite a church dropout or non-Christian to play. Those of you who love shopping, especially ladies, don't go shopping alone. Ask the person who needs care and support to go with you. Spend time with the people who need personal touch and care. Those of you who want to study on the Lord's Day, those of you who are in college, be intentional about inviting classmates to study with you in order to build stronger relationships in the Lord. Examples of applications can go on and on, but the bottom line is, do not do activities for selfish reasons on the Lord's Day. Honor the Lord's Day by sharing your life with others and laying aside your selfish motives. May God help each and every one of us. The fourth commandment can be forgotten or overlooked easily by Christians. That was why God started off this particular commandment with the word, remember, remember, remember the Sabbath day, says the Lord. If we can keep all other commandments except the fourth commandment, it's going to hurt the heart of our Heavenly Father. Or perhaps we can claim that we have been keeping this commandment, and yet we do different activities on the Lord's Day for selfish reasons. This is going to hurt His heart too. For this reason, let us take this particular commandment seriously. Do not keep the rest of the nine commandments and forget about this, because we don't want to hurt the heart of our Heavenly Father. There's a story about a famous music composer who had a rebellious son who always did things to intentionally hurt his father. This son always came home late at night after his parents had gone to bed. Before going to his bedroom upstairs, he would go to his father's piano and very slowly, but very loudly, play a simple scale in different keys. But he would always leave out playing the final note on the scale, leaving the scale incomplete. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Then he went to his room. The father from upstairs, hearing that scale minus the final note, would toss and turn in his bed, his mind unable to relax because the scale had not been finished. It really troubled him. It really troubled this father who was so passionate about music. Finally, he got up and went downstairs to play the scale and hit the unstruck note in different keys. My dear brothers and sisters, do you know that if we kept all the other commandments except the fourth commandment, we are doing exactly what that son did to his father? Perhaps we only turn off our work mode, but we never tune in to God on the Lord's Day. Perhaps every Lord's Day we come here to worship Him, but we use the rest of the day for selfish reasons. All of this can be the missing note that hurts the heart of our Heavenly Father. Let us not do that if we really love God. The first four commands have to do with our concrete ways to love our God in heaven. Let us take the Sabbath seriously. May God help each and every one of us. Let us pray. Father, forgive us because we haven't taken the command very seriously. A lot of Christians today, myself included, hurt your very heart from time to time. Perhaps our bodies are here physically on Sunday, but perhaps we come to church with selfish reason. And we use the rest of the day for selfish reasons. Lord, we confess our wrongdoing and ask for your forgiveness. Lord, may we take this very command seriously. We don't want to keep the rest of the commands and leave out this very commandment. Remember the Sabbath day, says the Lord. Continue to speak to us and apply it accordingly. In Jesus' name we pray.